blind as the voice of God. These empty barren hills, they hover by the dry plain, they shimmer in the distance. I feel a sudden chill. The ground is dry and cracked like an old man's skin, stretched across the plain. Lightning flicking across the thunderheads, empty promises of rain. Some kind of storm front on the move tonight. Feel the tension in the air. Dust devils dancing on the side of the highway. Leaves and garbage everywhere. Mothers call the kids from the door, come on, get inside. Shut the windows, lock them tight. Sun has burned its bridges, plunged into the mountains in a sea of steam and poison light. I hear thunder bumping boxcars in the valley. The wind is laughing up my sleeve. The cars have turned their headlights on. It's way past time. Should be gone. We've turned our towns into a filthy joke. Like a theme park built for swine. We bulldoze farms, fields, turn them into strip malls. Nobody seems to mind. Who elected these cheap hustlers anyway? This worthless pack of pimps and whores. The developers come smiling with their pockets jingling full of change. We get down on all fours. I hear thunder bumping boxcars in the valley. The wind is laughing up my sleeve. The cars have turned their headlights on. It's way past time. I should be gone. And I don't want your Black Hills gold. Not at any price. We built a trail of tears and broken treaties through here, and then we swarmed the earth like lice. Townhouses, casinos, and trailer parks. Cheap neon light up the falling night. I saw the four horsemen rode through here about an hour ago. They were sickened at the sight. And I hear thunder bumping boxcars in the valley. The wind is laughing up my sleeve. The cars have turned their headlights on. It's way past time. I should be gone. Signs are full of bullet holes. Burnt rubber across the road. Someone's angry about something somewhere here. They're just waiting to unload. We're putting bombs in buildings. Bombs in letters, bombs in trucks. We're drowning kids in the backs of cars. We're dressing killers in Armani suits. We turn them into TV stars. We become a race of leering voyeurs. We're big on progress, sex, and death. Something evil's lurking in the darkness here with me, and I can smell its stinking breath. It's in the blackness of our children's stares. It's in a courtroom in a suit. It's the hand that holds the gun that made these bullet holes. It's a secret pocket filled with loot. It's the soft white faces of these soft white men with their soft white grasping hands, who laugh and sneer at those who have to stand and wait in line. Never got the chance. I hear thunder bumping boxcars in the valley. Sleeve the cars and turn the headlights on its way.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Huh. Hello, hello?
Hello?
Okay. I think this works. yeah, that works. Alright. Yeah. I hope I didn't get your mind. Your heart is too strong. Anyway, we need to fetch back the time they have stolen from us. Welcome back. Welcome back.
It's a little past two.
Yeah, some technical issues.
Technical issues, little past two. It's a fine Wednesday. You know how we do. Welcome back to the show.
WMFO in Medford.
Chicken tenders, macaroni, and Juan cheese. We got a great show for you today.
Woo!
A lot of stuff going on.
Many, many topics.
We're kicking it off. Milky Chance.
This is... Which one's this one?
Stolen Dance!
Stolen Dance.
Milky Chance. Let's get it going.
I enjoy.
That was Stolen Dance, Milk and Chance.
And this is SpongeBob music.
This is SpongeBob. My dear co-host, Mr. Huanchi, as in Juan Cheese, was actually at the concert last night, yeah. The Milky Chance concert.
In Boston, House of Blues, it was great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they got one in LA, it's sick.
A House of Blues in LA?
I got a House of Blues, it must be a whole show.
Yeah, the venue was really nice.
How was it? How was the concert?
It was great. I went into it just knowing the pretty basic songs, like top five probably.
Yeah.
But then they started playing other songs. Of course, I was there just looking and not singing along because I didn't know anything. But they were really good songs. Like, yeah, I'm going to start listening to them way more. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, I have to listen a little more.
They started throwing picks, like guitar picks, at the end.
Did you get one?
No. And I'm in need of one. I need to buy one. And I was like, this is my chance.
Well, I got a pick, but I don't have a guitar. So that's an issue. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. We got a great one for you today. We got a lot on our minds.
Yeah, especially with the new documentary.
The new documentary has been unbelievable. Disney Plus, you guys know what we're talking about. We're talking about The Beatles Get Back. Just unbelievable. Juanchi and I have only seen part one so far.
Which is 2 hours and a half.
Yeah. So if you're calling in, please don't spoil the show. Yeah. But
we'll try not to spoil you.
It's just surreal. It's incredible to be able to see these peak performers at the peak of their careers towards the split of the band. Just completely unfiltered and just making music.
Yeah.
Starting with nothing, coming up with something. Turning out some of the greatest songs to ever be written and rehearsed and then performed. It's just, it's surreal to see.
In a very little time span.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, you gotta write a whole album. I can't do that. I mean, we could challenge ourselves. We could make it the show challenge.
Definitely won't be the
album. Write and learn an album in 2 weeks. It might not be as good as Get Back.
You know what's crazy also?
What?
They made another album that same year, a banger album, the Abbey Road one.
Not just it's banger, insane. Maybe their best one.
Yeah, also.
So we were actually looking at this. We weren't sure if it was Get Back that was the last album, it's actually Let It Be.
Yeah, Let It Be.
Yeah, the documentary is Get Back. apparently, they wrote Let It Be before Abbey Road, but released it after Abbey Road, which is just interesting.
Weird.
So, I mean, regardless, they went out on a great album.
They released it like a year after also.
Crazy.
At least in Spotify it says 1970.
Yeah.
And in the documentary they started in New Year's of 1969.
Yeah, and Abbey Road was 69 as well.
Abbey Road was 69 as well.
As you guys can tell, Juanchi and I are big Beatles fans here.
By the way, Spotify Wrapped came in.
Oh, yeah.
I am within the top 0.5% of Beatles listeners.
Really? I've yet to take a look. Maybe I can get a look while we're listening to our next song.
Check it out, maybe. You never know.
I mean, we are on Spotify. We are fans of Spotify here on the show. None of this Apple Music.
Or because they don't Pandora. Have Pandora. Do you know Pandora?
I know Pandora. Who thought that was a good name for music anyway? Pandora was... Oh, no. I'm thinking of Pangea. Yeah, Pangea, totally different thing.
Pandora's box, I guess.
You know what? Well, we're heavily inspired by the Beatles. We got it in our minds. I think we just jump right into it.
What song is it? Huh? This is Get Back by the Beatles. This is what the documentary is called.
Documentary is named after it.
Yeah.
Get Back. If you've seen it, you've seen Paul McCartney start with nothing, starts strumming his guitar, comes up with a couple chords, starts humming. Yeah. Slowly but surely, a song comes out of it. Turns out to be one of my favorite all-time songs, one of the best Beatles songs. Let's do it. Get Back!
Get Back.
Get back to where you once belonged.
where you once belong.
That was Get Back by the Beatles.
And we are indeed back.
Indeed. They were begging for us.
As they told, they did tell us to get back, so you know, here we are. How could you guys survive without your incredible hosts here?
Juan Cheese and Tenzer.
We've got no guests today, but you know, we're holding down the fort. We've had a lot of Beatles on our mind, we've had Milky Chance on our mind. We just had a lot on our mind.
Yeah. But no problem. No guest, no problem.
No guest, no problem. No guest, no pest.
Oh.
So.
That's a bit mean.
Nah. It's calm. Hey, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I left the university from like Wednesday to Monday, I think. How about you?
Yeah, I also left.
Yeah. Wednesday?
Tuesday to Monday. Yeah.
It took a lecture.
That's where I saw part one of the Beatles doc was at home, watching with the fam. My dad is a big fan, so we watched. And, you know, we got to watch part two, bro. Maybe we'll watch today, but you never know. Regardless, I had a lot of Beatles. I listened to Beatles the whole flight. I couldn't. I fell asleep with the album on, or my playlist
How
on.
How long is that flight from like LA?
It's almost 6 hours.
6 hours?
And it could be like 6.5 going back. It takes longer.
Damn. Wow.
I don't know. Sucks.
There's definitely more than 6 hours worth of Beatles music, though.
I fell asleep, so I have no idea what happened. I think we were talking about this. Have you seen the James Corden with Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
So cool to see. Good. They bring him back to Liverpool. If you guys haven't seen it, highly recommend.
Highly.
Oh, by the way, what we've got on in the background, our dear friend John Williams. Apparently he produced the music for Home Alone.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk? Anyway, Home Alone, great movie, man. One of my favorite Christmas movies, hands down. Watch it almost every year.
Of course, how couldn't it be? John Williams.
I know. What else do you watch? What are your Christmas movies?
My Christmas movies? Santa Claus, or whatever that's called. Is it called what? Santa Claus?
Well, that's the guy who wears the thing and he brings the presents.
No. There's one with like, I don't even know the actor's name. Forget it. It doesn't matter.
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus 2, Santa Claus 1. It's definitely a movie.
I guess.
You like John Williams? You know,
I do like John Williams.
I was checking out the courses for next semester.
Oh, yeah.
There's a course about John Williams.
Dude, this song is so good. I miss this movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch this every Christmas. I watch this almost every year. You know what I watch? You ever see Good Luck Charlie?
Yeah.
They had a Christmas thing. I've seen it so many times. It's so good.
The Christmas like special?
Yeah.
Have you seen
all those old TV Christmas specials?
Have you seen Charlie grown up?
No, the kid?
It's kind of crazy, yeah.
Dude, I thought she was still a baby.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know she could grow up.
Yeah.
God damn. My friend, you remember the guy Gabe?
Yeah.
My friend knows him.
No way.
He went to USC.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
How old is he? Isn't he?
He's like 2 years older than us.
Oh, crap.
Maybe. It's weird, man. Aging is a weird process.
Yeah.
You get older, but you don't think anyone else around you gets
especially
older.
Especially people on TV.
Especially on TV. I mean, they're not even real people. How are they getting older?
That's insane.
Anyways, as John Williams winds down with this spectacular tune, we're going to continue with a little bit more of the Beatles.
From the same album.
Same album.
Same performance.
If you've seen the doc, they play this a lot, and that's the reason I cannot get it out of my head.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a little taste of what it sounds like coming from someone who's not in the Beatles with the Beatles in the background. So, let's see how it goes.
Yeah, play it.
Yeah, this is Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles. Leave me on. Me down.
You
don't let me down.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Nobody ever loved me like she does. Ooh, she does. She does. And if somebody loved me like she do me, ooh, she do me. Yes, she does. First time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. Done me, ooh, she done me, she done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me, ooh, she done me, she done me good.
Don't let me down.
Don't
Great song. Hope you enjoyed our little rendition there at the end.
The harmonies. We harmonized the song.
We harmonized What Would the Beatles Be Without Macaroni and Juan Cheese. Wow, that background music is strong. It's from the movie Dune. New movie out. It's pretty good, yeah. I will say.
I still need to watch it, but...
It's worth watching.
I've heard it's very good by everyone.
It's about a book that came out, I think, in the... I actually have no idea, but a long time ago. Heavily influenced George Lucas's Star Wars, which is pretty interesting.
I've heard it's a lot of dialogue in that movie, but like it's good.
What else would there be?
Hey, I don't know. Action,
like action. Yeah, it's like a setup movie. There's gonna be like a part 2, 3, maybe 4. Who knows, man? They can do whatever they want. Yeah, it was good though. Watched it over the break. Really enjoyed. Cool film.
The background music wasn't like, but now it is.
Yeah. Well, anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed that little Don't Let Me Down right there.
Yeah.
Kind of love that song. They keep repeating it in the doc, so it's really ingrained in my head now.
You know, in the I don't think it appeared in the original Let It Be album, because if you look at the...
A lot of those songs were not in the album.
Yeah.
I think some of those songs ended up on Abbey Road.
No, this one appeared in like an album called like Let It Be But Naked.
So. I don't know why we picked this.
Yeah, horrible background song.
I didn't know it was gonna be so action filled, but it's calm.
But
actually,
yeah,
we were so calm with the Beatles here, and now we got going into the Dune action.
But yeah, it appears like if you look at Let It Be, the actual the first album, I couldn't find it. It's in like Let It Be Naked. Let It Be dot dot naked. Dot like the I don't know
who's naked.
The Let It Be album.
You remember the Naked Brothers band?
Naked Brothers band.
It was like on Nickelodeon.
Nah.
This is a terrible song. No, there was a band. It was the Naked Brothers band. I remember it was a show on Nickelodeon. They were like the minor version of the Jonas Brothers.
So like
this is terrifying. This music. let's just jump let's right just... into the next song. What do we got, Mr. Juan Cheese?
We got. I Want You by the Beatles.
I Want You.
I Want You So Bad.
I Want You So. Yeah, you know what it is.
Yeah, you know.
Slap it. Right into it.
From Abbey Road.
Another classic. Well, we'll see.
Alright, hit it.
Yes, from Abbey Road. Yes, from Abbey Road. Wow, technical difficulty on that one.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess today.
It is a bit of a mess today, but I think you got the gist of the song. It was an 8-minute one anyway.
Crazy long. It just goes, I want you, over and over.
Yeah. I want you so bad, yeah. Da da da, I want you, blah, yeah.
Blah, 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 for 7 minutes and 40, yeah. So yeah, this is the new background music. What's this from?
Sadness and Sorrow, Naruto.
Oh, it's from Naruto. Pretty good. Is this John Williams too?
No, contrary to popular belief, John Williams did not do Naruto.
Oh, I would have put my money on that.
Highly recommend to all of our dear listeners out there. Watch Naruto, man.
Yeah.
It's probably the best show I've ever seen. I haven't seen it. I kid you not.
I haven't seen a single episode.
You would love Naruto.
Really?
So cool. Okay. You get so attached to this young boy Naruto's journey. And just to see him grow up and to go against all odds and become what he does, it's just unbelievable.
That description goes really well with the music.
Yeah, well, this is the music for the show. The song is called Sadness and Sorrow. And it's kind of like they play it in those moments where he's at his lowest.
Yeah.
Or something really sad happens.
So.
And they got to bounce back, and they always bounce back. Because as the Beatles once said, get back. You can't stay there. You got to get back. Get back, Joe. Whoever Joe was.
Jojo.
He had a home in Tucson, Arizona. Well, we already played that.
Yeah.
Can't play it
no
again.
No more of that.
However, we do have another Beatles song coming up. And then we get a little special look into a new artist that we
new
discovered.
New artist, new song.
But
just
first!
Just came out today. But
yeah, just came out today. First, we're sticking with the Beatles. Here we go with Obladi, Oblada.
Obladi, Oblada. Let's go.
Life goes on, yeah.
Speaking about life and the cycle of life.
First off, what better words to live by than
Obladi Oblada?
Obladi Oblada.
Nothing better.
Life goes on, you know? Because it does. What are you going to do? If you're stuck in something, you just got to think, you know what? life goes on. Don't get down in the dumps. And speaking of life,
and the cycle of
it, life, all comes around in a circle.
Circle.
As what was that guy? Rafiki.
Rafiki.
I think he was the, what was he?
I don't know.
Like an orangutan? No.
Maybe? No, not an orangutan. It was one of those, the monkey with the blue nose.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Oh, shoot. I got it in my my mind. I don't know.
I might be confusing the
character.
No,
I don't think so. But, you know, anyway, life is a circle, as they told us in The Lion King.
Yeah.
Anyways.
This is the Lion King music, if
you
didn't get it.
Yeah, of course. We are going to be debuting a song on the show today.
Yeah.
Released today at 12 a.m. I have never heard it. Have you heard it?
I heard a very small, short snippet, but, like, I was like, I'm not going to spoil myself.
So. Well, we are very excited for this one. Song is by a dedicated listener who we cherish very much.
Yeah.
What's the band called?
The band is called... Give me 1 second. It's a.
Yeah, it's quite the name.
It's a decently long name, but it's a great name.
I remember liking it.
Oh, no.
Circle of Life, baby. Circle of Life. All comes around.
It's called How to Escape Reality. That's the band.
Oh, I would love to. That's sick. Because everyone's
reality.
Trying to get out of reality.
It's a Christmas song, actually, I think.
Christmas, it's interesting.
Or at least that's what the name
Christmas
suggests.
Feels like an escape from reality. It's like a break from everything. Everyone's all, you know, jolly. Who the hell says jolly? I don't know why that became a Christmas term. It describes Santa Claus as very jolly.
Yeah. But this song is called Not Another Pop Punk Christmas.
So, not another one.
Yeah.
Well, I think Rafiki has told this tale. Life moves in a circle.
And life moves on, so.
And life goes on, obladi, oblada. Let's hop into it. Not Another Pop Punk Christmas.
Banger, probably.
By How to Escape Reality. Really looking forward to this one. Enjoy.
Christmas, my friends have gone away this Christmas.
Wow. What a song. I like that one.
Great song.
Add that to your playlist, folks. That's a great one. New Christmas classic right there. Not another pop punk Christmas. That's a great one. Thank you guys for sending that.
How to Escape Reality.
Thank you guys for sending that one in. I hope you guys all enjoyed. We certainly did.
If anyone has their songs that they might want to send in, we will be happy to consider them.
We'll put you on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's as good as that, man, it's hard to live up to that standard. That was a good one. I really like that one. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for sending. But next up, we have a PSA of the day.
Little PSA on ladder safety.
Ooh. Okay, let's start. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Oh, sounds traumatic. Using a ladder might seem easy, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself... What? Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
So yeah, please don't fall off the ladders.
Please don't. Next, we're going to jump in. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak came out with an album recently. They're a great duo together. They really mesh. I don't know. Something about their voices, something about their styles is just perfect.
Yeah, their styles just mesh together very well.
So here we go. We're going to jump right
in.
What's the song called? Here it is. This is Fly As Me, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak.
Deserve.
That was Fly As Me from the new Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak album. Great. Love album. That one.
You guys should definitely check it out.
Their sounds mix and match just perfectly. And if you haven't checked out Anderson .Paak on his own, I would highly recommend. He's got some great beats out there.
Yeah,
it just flows perfectly with Bruno Mars as well. It's good to have Bruno Mars back, man.
Yeah. And Bruno Mars is kind of like, I like his music style. It's like pretty,
I love it.
It's like different, but not too different to what's going on, I guess. This new album's pretty different, though.
It's totally different. I mean, the Bruno Mars of 2009 is long gone. The one who kind of he ran the scene. He came out and he ran it. His style has really evolved over the years.
Yeah.
He is also just one of the best live performers I've ever seen. He rocks the stage.
Have you ever been to a live concert?
No.
But you've seen him live.
Remember the Super Bowl?
Oh, that's true.
He killed that.
Yeah, he did.
He's just crazy. He's crazy up there on stage. It's reminiscent of some Michael Jackson. Obviously, nobody can live up to the king of pop. The king of pop, Michael Jackson, who we will soon feature on the show. You never know when I'll come around. We are fans of MJ, the music of Michael Jackson here on the show. But yeah, anyways, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. We're going to continue on. Here's another one from the album. This one's called 777. It's another good one.
Yeah, but the same album, right?
Same album.
Enjoy.
Little more Anderson .Paak, Bruno Mars for you. That was 777.
777.
These guys know how to rock it.
It's not rock. Get out
of here. Well, they're rocking me, I'll tell you that. I don't know. I was at home. It's nice to be home, man. I was driving again, being in the car. Listening to music in the car just hits kind of different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
especially with some good speakers.
These guys, yeah, good speakers. You throw on some Bruno and .Paak and, you know, you got your shades on. You get the windows down. You're bumping. Puts you in a good mood.
Because the interstate.
Could be driving an hour sitting in traffic. It don't matter if it got me Bruno and Puck. Or any good tunes, for that matter.
What are we listening in the background?
Oh, this is more Naruto, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
some fire music.
I know! I'm telling you, man. Everything about Naruto is incredible. Yeah. I hope one of you listeners out there is on Naruto. And if not, please put yourself on. I'm sure someone's looking for a show to watch. Now, bear in mind, all of Naruto is north of 900 episodes. I'll tell you, it's worth it, though. It's split into regular Naruto, which is him as a kid, and then it goes into what they call Naruto Shippuden, which is him as a teenager.
Wow.
And it's all his story. It's an underdog
story. It's on Netflix, too.
Well, we're jumping right into the next one.
Next Beatles song. This is a little medley that they have.
Little medley. What is it?
It's Golden Slumbers.
Oh, Golden Slumbers with Carry That Weight.
And the end.
And then followed by the end.
Day after day. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby.
Thank you very much. That was The End and Golden Slumbers and Carry That Weight by The Beatles.
Guess it was a studio version. It sounded like some live stuff
some
going
weird
on there.
Part in the middle. This was WMFO in Medford, and we'll leave you with one last song. We'll cut it before 3, though, because Joyce the Voice is up next. So
thank you guys
tune in
so much for listening. We're here every Wednesday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah.
You know how it is. We love you guys. Enjoy this last one.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing.